And our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has more for us now on the Children's Ombudsman investigation into the HSC in Thuisless care of a young boy who was left with profound disabilities after a car accident. Alva, tell us about the little boy. I think he's called Jack in this report. He had life-changing injuries in a car accident in 2016 when he was only 3, is that right?
That's right, Anya. It was 4 years ago, and he's named Jack in this report. And he was involved in this accident in a foreign country, which essentially left him with an array of physical disabilities and a profound intellectual disability. What happened was he went into a hospital abroad, and almost a year later after the accident, his mother discharged him from there and brought him back to Ireland, where he was immediately admitted to hospital here. Now, Jack has no mobility. He has epilepsy, vision impairment. He requires peg feeding and full assistance in all his daily care.
So how did the Ombudsman investigation begin then into Jack's care, into the HSC and then Thuisless? What happened?
So 4 months after Jack was admitted to hospital here, he was deemed medically ready for discharge. But his mother expressed concern that she wouldn't be able to look after him properly at home, given all his needs. So the multidisciplinary team in the hospital sought an exit plan from the HSE for Jack, but that wasn't forthcoming. The report cites a number of meetings where representatives of the HSE disability team weren't available. So the multidisciplinary team at the hospital, they grew increasingly concerned about the delay in moving Jack on from that setting. And it alerted the Ombudsman for Children's Office into the case in January 2018. And then 3 months later, Thuisless comes into the frame because a senior social worker at the hospital made a referral to Thuisless in relation to Jack's family circumstances. Because, as I said, his mother had expressed concern that she wouldn't be able to look after him properly at home. But that referral was rejected by Thuisless, along with follow-up referrals by the medical team, basically on the grounds that there were no child protection concerns in this case, and that essentially it said the matter was solely for the HSE. And the Ombudsman says Thuisless should have completed an initial assessment on Jack and his family when they were informed about the case. And, you know, essentially it's saying Thuisless refused the referral on the basis that these were issues for the HSE disability services and Jack didn't meet their threshold for care.
And in the meantime, this little boy, what was the impact on Jack and all of this?
Yeah, so while all of this is going on, Jack was in 2 hospitals and community respite. He did better in respite than in hospital, but there were periods where he had no educational supports and he was isolated from contact with other children, including his younger sister. And Jack's consultant and his mother noticed that from November 2019, there was a deterioration in his health and his overall well-being. And the Ombudsman's office said that if the HSE and Thuisless had worked together at an early stage, Jack may have had the opportunity with adequate support to grow up with his family.
So what's happened since?
So the Ombudsman for Children has given recommendations, and essentially it's saying that the HSE and Thuisless, they need to work, number one, individually on these cases carefully, but then work together in when it comes to situations like Jack's. And he's not alone. It emerged during the investigation that there are at least 356 children with disabilities who require residential care placements. So the Ombudsman said essentially, the HSE disability services need to review all cases where a child remains in a hospital setting beyond their medical need, and that a national review of the HSE disability services should be conducted. And just regarding Thuisless, it has called on the Child and Family Agency to issue guidance to all social work areas that, you know, child protection and welfare referrals about children with disabilities, they must be assessed and managed the same as all their other referrals. And both agencies accepted the recommendations in full.
And tell us finally, Alva, how is Jack now? How's he doing?
Well, the report says that in February 2020, the HSE, under the auspices of a charitable organisation, they placed Jack in the care of a host family. And within this arrangement, Jack is able to attend school and he has 2 classmates.
All right. Some good news there. Alva, thank you very much indeed. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally there.